Good morning, a Thursday morning, and we are with Melissa Mangini, the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
There is a $50 million redevelopment plan for Huck Finn's. Most folks who are in the Albany region know about Huck Finn's warehouse. What's happening?
The warehouse at Huck Finn is going to be converted into apartments with a swimming pool, running track, and other amenities. A portion of the furniture business, though, is expected to remain open, along with the amusement rides that are at the adjacent Huck Finn's Playland, but all as part of the deal. The proposed investment is being pursued by Redburn Development, which focuses on renovating and restoring older urban buildings in the region. The warehouse at Huck Finn is visible from Interstate 77 and has been a fixture in the area since 1995. The building was originally a paper mill and then a warehouse for retailer Montgomery Ward. The amusement park filled a portion of the parking lot in 2015 after the owners of Hoffman's Playland in Latham retired and sold off the rides. The current development deal is contingent upon approval from city planners. Redburn is also seeking historic designation from the state and federal government to qualify for tax credits. Jeff Buell, a principal at Redburn, said this is the kind of ambitious investment that can redefine what's possible in the capital region and maybe even spur changes to 787 so it no longer divides Albany from the Hudson River. Buell says obviously it's a pipe dream right now until people in the private sector start stepping up and showing what's possible.
Now we're going to talk about the Scannell project that's at the Luther Forest Technology Campus. We spoke a bit about it with Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, yesterday, but I know you, Melissa, have a deeper dive here. Tell us what it's about.
That's right. Luther Forest is the technology campus that's home to Global Foundries. Scannell Properties confirmed in November that it was negotiating the purchase of land with the plans to invest $255 million or more to attract companies and an estimated 2,500 jobs to Saratoga County. Now the plans include developing up to 3.5 million square feet of manufacturing, warehouse, and lab space. Scannell's the developer that opened the distribution center for Amazon and Skodak last year. The largest building Scannell has planned for the Malta site could total 2.5 million square feet, 650,000 square feet larger than the Target warehouse in Amsterdam, which is currently the region's largest distribution center. To make the project happen, Scannell is requesting changes to the planned development district language for the campus to allow uses beyond the semiconductor industry. Roughly $1.5 million has been spent on the campus since 2017 to extend sewer, gas, electrical, and a potential road.
Melissa Mangini is the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thank you.